Well, I was delighted. I mean, it's a hard-fought point. I've got to say, on the balance of the game, we should be leading with 3 points. We were terrific today. We came against a good Queen's Park Rangers side, limited them to very few chances. I mean, the goal they scored, I mean, it's a wonderful kick from the lad, which is qualities. I've got to say, it wasn't a free kick. If anything, the free kick was to us. The boys hit Ben Marshall with his shoulder. So you either give a free kick to us or no free kick. So we felt severely punished because that was our best spell of the game. We had 3 or 4 things cleared off the line. We had them under, you know, constant pressure. And I've got to say, and I said this to the lads, even if we come in with nothing, I'd be saying the same thing. I thought we were terrific today, start to finish. I've got to say, we had an unbelievable support here today that came and backed the players, got behind them, sang their hearts out, get behind the players, which was great. And the players responded to it. So we leave with a point, but we're all said done, it should be 3. But what I do know, if we continue to perform like that, but we knew it was coming. We'd seen, we should have probably beaten Burton, certainly should have done something against Fulham. Came here today, probably the whole world wrote us off that we come here and not get any points. We've taken 1 when we should have taken 3, but I was delighted with how they went about it. I mean, the amount of chances we created away from home, and again, we'll be caught by a 40-yard wonderful kick off the underside of the bar. I've also got to give balance to it, and in fairness as well, I think Jason Steele had a couple of very good saves, so I think it's important we always, you know, we're fair in our assessment, but there's no doubt in terms of the real chances created. We should be sitting here with 3 points.
We talk about strikers' chances and strikers' goals. That is a dream header, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know he's got it in his locker, isn't he? I mean, he's going to continue to get better, I certainly believe. And I said, we have goals in the team. We've scored 1 today. I think it wouldn't have been an injustice if we added a few more to that. And I don't mean by half chances. I'm talking about point blank. I mean, Big Sam Gallagher in the first half with a header that's hit off line. Gordon Greer from 3 yards. Tommy Holman, the same thing. Boys are hitting their shoulders in the line. Fair play to Queen's Park Rangers. That's what they're there to do and defend. But another day, those flying the back of the net. And I thought some of the wing play, Craig Conway, obviously getting great. We brought him to the right, so I could get Gallagher coming out off the left. Obviously, it worked very well for us with a solid base with Charlie McGrew coming in. That's the only disappointment from today. Obviously, Charlie hurt his calf. But he showed within his, you know, when he played there, with the quality of the composure, the passing range. And then, obviously, you know, as I said to you earlier in the week, I had Corey Evans getting ready game, you know, day after day. And we knew that Corey could step in, and you know, what a performance he gave us. As a matter of fact, he could have probably scored a contender for goal of the season had the keeper not saved at the top corner and the off the volley. So I thought there was so many positives today, so many pluses. Obviously we're disappointed to only get 1 point, and you know, so in isolation you probably think, you know, it's a great point because obviously in isolation it is coming away to Queen's Park Rangers. But I think obviously because then you're playing, you need to be playing catch up. But what we know moving forward, and we continue to perform like that, it's going to result in, and you know, I said to the boys before the game, let it be the first of our unbeaten run. It was, and I felt the 3 points were doing lovely, but there's a lot to build on from there, and that's the important thing. We've shown that we feel we've brought some good players to the club that can add to the existing ones we've got. And MNES came on, I thought he did very well when he came on, you know, for the period he was. Young Samuelson, when he gets, you know, when he gets on at period, he'll light the place up because he takes people on and can be really positive. And you've got the other boys sitting patient waiting to play. So, delighted we, from start to finish, how it went about.
Can say a lot about the team when you're in a position you're in. If you go a goal down and feel aggrieved that you have, that the heads might drop and think, here we go again. It was the opposite, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think anybody that would have came to the game a neutral thinking when that happened would have thought, well, Blackburn have had their best period. They probably could have scored 2 or 3 goals in the last 10 minutes. And then the boy scores an unbelievable free kick, and it would have been easier given the bounce of the ball, the luck they've had, the whatever you want to call it. But no, I had no doubts because I've seen them every day. I see how hard they're working. I know those boys want to be Blackburn Rovers. I know they're determined to go and win games and move us up the league, which we'll do. And seeing that today, to pick themselves up and go again and, you know, score a wonderful header, but then have other chances still to win the game. Always accepting that Queen's Park Rangers would be dangerous. I mean, they paid nearly $3 million for the sub that came on, Andrés Asilah, so they were obviously going for it as well. So for us, I only look at us. I was delighted with how we went about it. The response was great. The character that they showed, and again, you know, I was pleased for the supporters that came, that they got, you know, certainly 1 point, but obviously we wanted the 3.
Are you just hoping Charlie Mulgrew has felt something early and got out of the way early to not make it such a long absence?
Yeah, well, I know Charlie's character, and I think he probably just maybe felt it just the minute before that, and such as the type of boy he is, he wants to be out there, he wants to do it, so in terms of carrying on for the team, so it's like anything else. We don't want it to be long term, but we just have to wait and assess it because it'll probably be the start of the week before we get the proper assessment on what it is. Having said that, I mean, I think Corey came in and filled in that position. Obviously, we wanted the two of them playing because it gives us, I've said, real competition. And that's what we want moving forward. And I said to you, you know, when we spoke earlier in the week, the training had been fantastic all week. And when you've got that level of performance in training, it carries over into games. You've got to train every day as if it's your last. And when you do that, it takes you into performing in the league like we did today. And I thought it was a terrific performance.
Just finally for me, you said a lot about the numbers you've got now, didn't it? That there were lads warming up today who didn't get changed for the game itself. That you have some really good players who can't get changed at the moment.
Yeah, well, we brought obviously 21 with us. It was 22, but Anthony Stokes tweaked his medial ligament. on Thursday training. So obviously he never travelled. He'll probably be out for a week or 2 weeks. He just nicked his medial ligament. So it was 22 in that. As you say, you know, if you count Stokes wasn't here today as well, and obviously Henry Lennon, that's what I try to do. And obviously young Scott Wharton has been terrific when he's played. So we'll get young Conor Mahoney, who'd his hamstring, otherwise he'd have been with us as well, because we feel he's got a real chance. So we're trying to get competition for places. I think we've got that now. And I think you'll see, and I think you've seen that today, because the level of performance, they know now they need to play well. Otherwise, if they don't, somebody else is stepping in. Whereas, I've got to be honest, when we came in, we didn't have that. I think there was players there that probably had that sense of comfort, sense of luxury, that doesn't matter, there's no competition, I'm always going to play. Well, now we've raised the ante, we're saying, well, if you don't play, somebody else is going to step in. And that's the way it's got to be for a club like Blackburn Rovers.